T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. The Jefferson Davis Monument that's now on display at the Valentine is a great example of the lawless behavior we saw in Richmond, I would dare say, enabled by, encouraged by, LeVar Stoney and Ralph Northam. And we've got a real situation in Richmond, to be sure, with police officers leaving as quickly as they possibly can, looking at City Hall and seeing exactly zero support. Now, there was a crisis, in my opinion, in law enforcement in the Commonwealth for the last couple of years. Well, yesterday, up at Tom Leonard's Farmers Market, and I was there while this happened, I was very proud of this, Governor Youngkin signed his budget, and there's a lot of money now available for law enforcement. But in addition to that, there's a different sense. There's a different mindset when it comes to law enforcement. I would dare say that men and women on the job throughout the Commonwealth are feeling a lot better now that Governor Youngkin is in office. So I'm just curious to know, as we bring my friend John Burkett, the crime insider from CBS 6, into this, if he is seeing and hearing, as he interacts with law enforcement in our area, if he's seeing maybe, I don't know, a renewed sense of devotion to the job. I mean, these guys are always devoted, but you need a little help every once in a while. John, I appreciate you being here, man.
No problem, buddy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, the pleasure is always mine. So you are out and about on a daily basis. You're interacting with law enforcement personnel every single moment of every single day. What's your sense as you're dealing with them recently?
Well, dealing with them recently, you do get the sense that people are feeling better. The money is coming around. But is it too late? That's the question. Because folks, even though the money is there, they are looking for other jobs, saying it's just not worth the hassle of being Monday morning quarterback every time something goes bad and goes wrong.
That's the thing, right? I mean, there's been so much pressure. There's been so much directed at them over the last couple of years. As you say, a lot of them have already begun the process of looking for other jobs.
Yeah, and a lot of them are, you know, some of them are transferring to other departments, but a lot of them, Jeff, are just getting out of the business in general, saying it's not worth the risk in the sleepless nights that my family has because of this. And I've got a college education. I've got to move on. I've got to find something that pays a little better or is less stressful for my family to endure.
Yeah. You know, it's an interesting thing, John. You talk with some of these guys, and what I have heard through the years, they'll tell you, hey, listen, I could go and I could be the assistant manager at Trader Joe's or Aldi, and I would make more money than I do. And you know what? Unless we happen to be out of one particular product that somebody really wants, nobody's going to be angry at me.
Right? I mean, listen, Panda Express has got it in their window. You want to become a general manager? $68,000 a year.
Wow.
Last time I checked, these officers are making $51,000 a year.
That's right. That's exactly right. Interesting yesterday's elections. I know we don't have you on to talk about politics, but I did think it was interesting in this new 7th district that we had two former police officers, Bryce Reeves and Yesley Vega, who are running on the Republican side. And then on the Democrat side, Abigail Spanberger is a former postal inspector. So, I mean, there's a law enforcement representation out there now.
There is. And I think a lot of it, you know, now is these folks are trying to get into the game to kind of reverse some of what legislators have done in the past. Listen, there's no denying that over the past couple of years, there has been a weakening of law enforcement strength in this area.
Yeah.
And whatever it's because of, a lot of people point to legislation that's been enacted. I mean, you got guys now that, for instance, I went to a Southside community the other day, and I was talking to some 20-year-olds, and they don't go on camera, Jeff, but they do talk to you, and, you know, oh, the crime insider, this and that. That's fine. But so I start asking them questions. I said, listen, man, we're not afraid of being caught up because we know we'll get off. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll know we'll go downtown and we'll throw it out of court. Our lawyers will get us off. And that's the mentality they're going with.
Yeah.
Because it's intriguing to me to find out, well, you know, why such the lawlessness without any fear of being caught? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. When you ask them
that question, I ask them the question, listen, man.
Right.
Are you guys not afraid of what law enforcement is doing? He goes, they take too long to get here, first off, and by the time they get here, we're done.
Yeah.
So they got nothing.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, there's a story. I'm going to have to shoot this one to you, John, because it sort of ties in to what you're saying. And I remind everybody, John Burkett, the crime insider from CBS6, is joining us. It's out of Washington State. It's like a week or two old. But the headline tells you everything. Washington State drivers don't have to pull over for the cops anymore. Guess what? They're not. They change the laws so that you don't have to follow the directions of police officers. They light you up on the highway because you're speeding or what have you. You now, according to the law in Washington State, no longer have to pull over. And here's a shock. People are not pulling over.
That's a dangerous precedent, man.
Yeah, it really
and
is.
Obviously, you know that what comes out of traffic stops, you were a former law enforcement officer. I've seen it firsthand in this area. I've been on ride-alongs with officers when they pull a guy over just for speeding.
Yep.
And next thing you know, you're recovering 4 illegal weapons in Caroline County, like I was on a trip one time before, 6 months ago. When, you know, that kind of stuff happens, and that's what leads to pro-policing and proactive policing. But that's kind of – they've been stripped of that.
Yes.
And I think – I'm not a guy who does, I don't study numbers all that much, but I can tell you what I'm in the middle of.
Yep.
And you know, these folks, these younger kids out here, the younger generation, they know exactly what's going on. If you think they're stupid, you got another thing coming.
That's right. That's right. I mean,
these kids are studying. They are studying what's going on. Hence the influx of illegal guns on the streets in Richmond.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I mean, they know what it is.
They sure do. Hey, John, the last time you were with us, and I want to just get a quick update, if you don't mind. You were talking about sort of this cold case. You were really involved in trying to help people out and help this family get some resolution. What's happened with that? Have we made any progress?
So we've teamed up with Reopen the Case Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
We're focusing on one case per week every Monday night.
Okay.
The first case we did was for Tajmir Hopkins out of Petersburg.
Right.
When I asked Chief Christian for an update after we aired the story, he said, hey, man, how's it going with the investigation? He said, man, this thing is hot. So it's exactly what we wanted to do. You put it back out there, see if somebody will call in, give a tip that'll open this thing back up, and at least give the family some closure.
Exactly.
So that's a good sign from the first one. Now, if we can just kind of make that snowball and go down for everyone we do, that'd be great.
It sure would. Well, listen, I'm looking forward to seeing those pieces and packages. You do a great job anyway. I'm always anxious to see you, not just on CBS6, but all of the great updates you're doing on Facebook, man, just live casts from the scene and what have you. It's great stuff, John. We always appreciate you making time for us.
Thanks, bud, and I enjoyed you on Fox yesterday morning. I got up to watch.
Ah, glad to hear it. Got you up for it. That's a good thing.
Even though I'm wondering when you'll send me a limousine to come to your studio.
Well, I'll work on that for you. How's that? I'll see what I can do. That is John Burkett, the crime insider from CBS 6, 344, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.